The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is Evangelist John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. This is a program wholly dedicated to the Word of God. Now, we hope to begin a series of messages on what believers in our Lord Jesus Christ know, what believers in our Lord Jesus Christ have, what believers in our Lord Jesus Christ are, and finally, what believers in our Lord Jesus Christ expect. Now, these messages we hope to bring before you as they are set forth so clearly in the Word of God. So we shall begin with what believers in our Lord Jesus Christ know. You see, we're living in a world that is filled with more or less uncertainty all around us. And there are those in a special way who seem to have the idea that when it comes to a matter of eternal things, no one can know, no one can be sure. But this, of course, is contrary to the teaching of Holy Scripture. And when you come to the Word of God, you are resting upon that which brings you immediately into the realm of absolute certainty. Now then, let's see what Christians or believers in our Lord Jesus Christ know. And we shall ask your attention, please, first of all, to the first epistle of John, chapter 3 and verse 14, which reads, "We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren," and so on. Now, I'm sure that's most interesting. This is one of the reasons why, and a scriptural reason as to how we can know whether or not, as he goes on to tell us, that we have passed out of death, that is to say, out of spiritual death, into a state of spiritual life. And then, by the way, in the chapter that precedes this one, that would be 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20, we read an amazing statement like this, "But we have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." In other words, each child of God is born of the Holy Spirit of God and is in possession of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, and has the potential to complete and full understanding of all that God in sovereign grace has been pleased to reveal to us. But let's proceed further now and just exactly see what do believers in the Lord Jesus Christ know. Well, if you turn to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13 and 14, especially verse 13, I want you to notice this one. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." Now, I don't think you can find anything clearer or plainer in God's holy and precious word. And he says, "And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." And by the way, in the very same chapter, we have something further that we know, and that would be in verse 20, 1 John 5, verse 20, which reads, "And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. And this is the true God," and listen to this, "and life eternal." Oh, I'm wondering if all my hearers today can say, "Thank God, I can go along with that scripture. Thank God, I can say, I can and do say that I know him, and as a result of this, he is the true God, and of course, eternal life." Now, if you were to turn to the Gospel by St. John, written by the same writer, that is to say, the one who wrote to us the Epistle of John, you'd come across a very, very precious statement, and I want to read it to you because we're going to go over many scriptures that tell us what believers in our Lord Jesus Christ know. And this one is found in St. John chapter 17 and verse 3, which says, "And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." So that I take from this passage and from other similar passages that to know our blessed Lord Jesus Christ brings you into the definite present knowledge of eternal salvation. And I wonder if you know him. Have you ever been brought into living union with him? Have you ever been introduced to him? You see, Job puts it in one of his precious portions, 22 and 21. This is life eternal. Of course, he did not know it in the same full sense that John knows it, but in Job 22 he says, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, and thereby good shall come unto thee. So that no man, no woman, no boy or girl can be in possession of eternal life, forgiveness of sins, who does not know the peace bringer, who does not know the one who came to give knowledge of salvation. You must know him, and life eternal is in knowing a person, and that person is none other than our blessed, adorable Savior and Lord. And then we shall pass on now quickly, and then we'll perhaps concentrate a little more fully on some of the passages. We know, for instance, as we have it, in the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians. Now, in case you do not have this passage or a Bible right handy, why not make a notation? It goes like this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1 says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now, isn't that something to have that present knowledge here and now? And the Apostle Paul, in writing to these Corinthian believers, these Corinthians that had been reached and saved by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he could say to them, he could say of them all, we know that if this earthly house of our tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. You see, the houses that we build are subject to decay, and as a matter of fact, no sooner do we get them built until we have to begin to repair, and they eventually go down. But here is a house that's spoken of as eternal in the heavens. And then when my Savior was here upon earth, just ere he proceeded back to the Father from whence he had come, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And that's what he is doing at the present time. He's preparing a home, preparing a dwelling place for his dear people. That is to say, for those who are clearly, definitely saved. Now, I trust that you have been getting the word that we've been seeking to put across to you from the Scriptures, and that is the word know. Know in the matter of everlasting life, know what we know in the matter of forgiveness, and we pointed out to you several Scriptures already, and that have to do not only with life, but that which follows life here below. And I'm going to call your attention now to a patriarch, an ancient patriarch, and his name was Job. So that if you turn to the passage, that would be in Job chapter 19 and verse 25. Here is another man who could say, for I know, this is something very personal, and this is something that he had possession and knowledge of. And so he goes on to say, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Imagine, can you, the patriarch Job, knowing what so few people even know today, when we have the full revelation, the whole Bible. Job did not possess that, but I'll tell you what he could say. I know that he could speak of the God of heaven, he could speak of his Savior as my Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And then he could go even beyond that. He believed that his Redeemer was coming back again. He believed in resurrection, as we shall point out to you in just one moment. He says, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth, and though after my skin destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Isn't that not amazing? That he believed in God, his Redeemer, and he also believed in resurrection. He believed that one day he would have a new body and a glorified body. Now, since it's true then, after all that we have been going over, and we shall proceed to you in our next message in the will of the Lord, we're going to point out some of the things that believers, that Christians, and as a matter of fact, that all Christians should possess. But isn't it wonderful to have the knowledge that we've been pointing out? First of all, we know we've passed from death unto life. We know, as Paul could put it in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, he says, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He believed in eternal security. He believed that he was just as safe as God himself could make him. And then we pointed out to you from 1 John 5:13, we know we have eternal life. And also in the second chapter of that very same epistle, we pointed out that we know all things. And then in chapter 3, we know that we have passed from death unto life. And I'm wondering if all my hearers could say that. And by the way, this will be of interest to you. In the first epistle of John, and in the second and third, which each consist, that is to say, the second epistle and the third epistle consist of each of one short chapter and five chapters in the first epistle. But in these seven chapters, the words know, knoweth, and known occur exactly 38 times. And so in the very first epistle, we have what puts sin away, and that is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. For if you were to turn to chapter 1 and verse 7, you would there read the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And then in the same epistle, chapter 4, we have what takes our fears away. Perfect love casteth out fear. And we may say a great deal about that later on. The greatest love and the greatest lover ever. And then finally, in 1 John 5 and 13, we have what takes away our doubts. We have what takes away our sins in chapter 1. Chapter 4 takes away our fears. And in chapter 5, what takes away our doubts. Nothing to do with that but the plain, precious, holy, sure word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Now I'd like to ask you in this closing moment of our address to you, can you speak with definiteness and can you speak with certainty as regards the knowledge of salvation? Could you say that even here and now your sins are forgiven and that your soul is saved? If not, we seek in the name of God, we would implore you, we would beseech you, be reconciled to God. If you trust His Son today as your personal Savior, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now let's get a line from if you enjoyed the message that you've been listening to, and may God bless you as our earnest daily prayer.